This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on a downward trajectory in the United States, as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. Speaking in a virtual news conference, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus threaten recent gains against COVID-19.
Not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. We must take prevention interventions seriously. Now is not the time to let our guard down.
Walensky said that infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers, and the daily death total is expected to follow the decrease in infections. A new study appears to vindicate Britain's decision to delay the second virus vaccine dose. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Health Secretary Matt Hancock says research showing a single dose of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, supporting the government's strategy of delaying the second shot so more doses can be delivered to more people. Hancock's comments came after Oxford says there's evidence the vaccine cuts transmission of the virus by two-thirds and prevents serious disease. The study has not been peer-reviewed yet, but has been greeted with excitement by British officials under pressure to justify their decision to delay the second dose. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq down slightly. This is VOA News. Police in Myanmar leveled their first formal charges against Aung San Suu Kyi, accusing her of possessing illegally imported walkie-talkies and giving the military authorities who staged a coup a legal reason to detain her for 2 weeks. The charge came to light 2 days after she was placed under house arrest and appeared to be an effort to lend a legal veneer to her detention, though the generals have previously kept her and others locked up for years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration is calling on Myanmar to release Suu Kyi and other dissidents.
We call on the military to immediately release them all and all detained civilian and political leaders, journalists, and detained human rights activists, and to restore the democratically elected government to power.
The military announced Monday that it would take power for 1 year, accusing Suu Kyi's government of not investigating allegations of voter fraud in recent elections, which her party overwhelmingly won. Russia has dismissed Western criticism Wednesday of its sentencing of opposition politician Alexei Navalny and the massive rallies that followed that resulted in the arrest of hundreds of protesters. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters in Moscow that the Western demands were arrogant and improper, and maintained the Kremlin would not be influenced by Western hysterics. On Tuesday, a Russian court sentenced Navalny to 3.5 years in prison, defying condemnation abroad and public outcry at home, to send one of the Kremlin's most vocal critics to jail. Western countries have demanded that Moscow release Navalny, but Russia has told them not to meddle in its sovereign affairs. The Super Bowl championship football game during a pandemic will look different on the field with fewer fans. It will also have a different look on TV with new ads. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Because of the pandemic, some big brand names will not be advertising during the Super Bowl.
Budweiser, Pepsi, Coke, Hyundai, Kia, they decided to sit out this year, and it's made room for a whole bunch of newcomers.
Janine Poggi with Ad Age says the ads will reflect the changes in our lives because of the pandemic. Scott's, for example.
Let's keep this backyard thing going. That's why Scotts and Miracle-Gro want to give you a chance to win the lawn and garden of your dreams.
You even have diapers advertising in the Super Bowl for the first time with Huggies.
Chipotle goes for telling a story.
What if this could change the world?
A burrito.
Yeah.
You are so weird.
I think this year you actually see more people really engaging with the ads and spending time watching the ads more so than in the past.
That is because of social distancing, there won't be big parties. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.